The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
Oh, yes. Flying into open air space, taking a look at what is there that might be dangerous. And why is it dangerous? Well, it's typically dangerous because it looks like it's attractive. New Constructs evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. What is dangerous are the things that appear misleading when you go in and you look at the true picture presented after you factor in everything from the footnotes. And what's attractive, typically, by the way, are things that other people might not find so attractive because they're just looking at the surface level. And real beauty is more than skin deep. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs. Joining us now, as he does each week at this time, David Trainer, the president of New Constructs, to talk about the danger zone pick. David, welcome back.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
SPS Commerce.
Danger, danger.
Okay, it's SPS Commerce. That's ticker symbol SPSC. What's the problem here?
It reminds me, you know, back in the tech bubble of the big B2B movement, and there were all these tech stocks that had, you know, amazing valuations, but then everyone realized that there was basically a no-margin business because every company needed to sort of digitize their supply chain and learn to talk to each other over the internet instead of over the phone or some proprietary communication platform. SPS Commerce is sort of a similar business. I mean, there's sort of back office Amazonification for retail, right? Like, everybody's got to do that now, right? Like, even Walmart, they're not making any money. You know, we've got this great chart in the report that shows revenues and pro forma EBITDA and pro forma net income all looking great. But cash flows and economic earnings looking really bad. And so the danger here, the misleading aspect of all this is when you go beyond skin deep or revenue deep or press release deep, you're seeing a business that's suffering, that's surrounded by a lot of competition, in a sector or area where it's a race to the bottom on margins and a valuation that's writing checks the company can't cash.
What what ultimately is going to make those checks bounce? What is the catalyst? It's always the hard thing for us, but what do you think winds up triggering this? Because this is a stock, and again, we're talking about SPS Commerce. It's trading at about 67, 68 bucks a share. It has no yield, and the profitability is distinctly an issue, but it's basically been much closer to the top of its range than the bottom of its range. So what's going to make this come back to earth?
So in early February, the stock fell 40%. In that time frame, that was an environment where, what I would say, the market really kind of suddenly became a lot more rational. A lot of danger zone stocks blew up during that time frame. And a lot of danger zone stocks have come back since then. And I think in some ways there's two plays here. It's a macro play. And if the Fed gets a little bit more hawkish and people start thinking that we're closer to the end of this bull market than the beginning, this is going to be one of those stocks that corrects big time. So it's, in some ways, you got a little bit of game of musical chairs, right? At some point we know the music's going to slow down or stop. And this is one stock that's not going to have a seat with respect to people who are at the table for capital when the markets start to sort of true up. The second thing is that the revenue can't mask the losses forever, right? Cash flow and earnings, when they're not moving in tandem, that can only be maintained for so long. So, you know, I would think first an earnings miss or a revenue miss, and, you know, it could happen could happen any time. If the markets start to get a little bit more challenging, it's going to happen right away, right? Because the kitchen sink effect, and we've got this in some of our institutional products, we show macro picture where huge spikes in write-downs or kitchen sink type events where companies basically, when the market's bad, they want to get all the bad news out while they can so that when markets turn good, they can really ride the wave. And this is one that's it's going to capitulate at some point.
When that happens, how ugly could this get? What's a fair value, or whether it's a no growth value, whichever one you want to pick, what's an appropriate value for this stock since it isn't $67 a share?
Well, to justify $67, they've got to grow profits at 34% compounded annually for 11 years, right? Consensus only has them, I think, at 22% revenue growth. So it's really expensive. And if we want to come back and say, well, let's just try to look at a more conservative perspective on that, 28% for a decade, that's $37 a share or 44% downside.
Yeah.
If we want to look at the no growth value, Chuck, if you want to get really real, right, you want to get see how bad it can possibly be, right, the no growth value of the stock is $9.
Ooh, $9. That is basically a 90% haircut, and that's with no growth. So you're looking at more than 50%, maybe less than 90, since no growth would be a pretty bad scenario. But any way you slice it, SPS Commerce, ticker symbol SPSC, deserving of its spot in the danger zone. David Trainer, thanks as always for joining us.
My pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
David Trainer is the president at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on that most attractive to most dangerous scale. If you want to learn about the most attractive and most dangerous stocks, if you want to see more about his danger zone pick, if you just want to learn more about New Constructs, go to newconstructs.com and follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. The market call is next. John Thompson from Vilas Capital will be here when Money Life continues right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.